I'm good. Stay in town? Well.
Blake Wheeler wasn't on the ice today?
Just maintenance. It's just took a shot the other day and played through it, and it just needed the swelling still there, and so we had to just stay with it and just keep him off. So he should be okay.
Expect him to be a player
tomorrow. Yeah, should be okay for tomorrow.
Just to follow that up, then that top line of Wheeler that back together again last night seemed to click pretty well.
Yeah, you know, I think that the biggest thing they have is familiarity with each other, and I think that they enjoy playing together. They have chemistry, and have had it in the past. You know, sometimes I find that you have to separate them a little bit, but for the most part, they're pretty reliable. You know, and I thought that the other lines last night, probably the Jokinen line was also a good line, had some good chemistry. They had played earlier together, but I thought that they were good last night.
You have separated that line before, obviously. You usually have it in the back of your mind that you will eventually get them back together?
The little line?
Yeah.
It depends on how we do. Depends on different factors. It really depends. I kind of just go with it and see how it goes, knowing that they can go back, and depends on a lot of different factors. Them, the team, just a lot of different factors.
Well, Jokinen seemed a little bit put out after the game, and again today, just that he didn't want to get too high, given that, you know, it was a big win, and you don't get 5 goals every game, or win 5-0 every game, but really wanted to try to keep the team on an even keel.
Well, I think it's pretty hard to be in a full celebration mode. Our record is still below 500. You know, we're not dominant by any stretch of the imagination. Whether you win 5-0 or 2-1, you won the game. I think we're happy about that. But the fashion in which we did it, we relied on our goalie a little bit more than we would have liked. And, you know, so, but we'll take it best we can. Winning 5-0 is good. We didn't allow any goals, but we did. You know, did we do it the right way? Well, we've played the right way and lost games, so maybe these things have a way of working themselves out. But I have a tendency to agree with Ole.
Well, when you look at the last week of a bad loss to Chicago, a big win over Detroit, a bad loss to Chicago, a big win last night, a microcosm of the consistency issues this team has had, or is it maybe partly a function of Chicago just being at a level right now? That's maybe a bit above the level.
I think that there's a couple of factors. I think it's the search for consistency. So I think regardless of the opponent, because when you look at the games and how the games got played out, and you look at both Chicago games, well, they're a good team. You got to give them full marks. But it's the consistency that I look at more so in our team play. If you play consistent 60 minutes, then okay, you get beat by a better team, you can deal with it. The first game we played against Chicago, they beat us here 5-1. We played 20 minutes solid, and we started to get fancy turnovers. Boom, we did it again in Chicago. Now, you know, it's a 4-1 game, but we lack consistency in both those games, can't afford to. So for me, my point is that for me, the search for consistency doesn't only lie in the opponent. For me, it's in ourselves. And that's what we're trying to get better at, is getting a 60-minute game. The Detroit game, I thought we were solid throughout. Last night's game, I thought we played a good first period. Second period, what happened? Where was it? Okay, they didn't score, but our goalie was a big part of that. So the search continues, you know. If we're going to have to rely on each other, consistency is going to have to be a big factor. Trust is going to have to be a big factor. There's going to have to be some things coming forward. That's what we're trying to build. So from that standpoint, that's the search.
What are your thoughts on San Jose? They're pretty strong to center ice, especially.
Yeah, they're good in the middle. They've hit a bump in the road, but they're still, you look at their record, they're real strong. They've got some guys, they've had some guys in and out of their lineup. I know they're missing some players, but they are strong in the middle of the ice. You know, they're going to be coming in here, you know, the start of a 5-game road trip, and they're going to be coming in here probably pretty unhappy group. So we're going to have to be ready to go. You know, we're going to me, we're going to have to put our best foot forward and be ready to play. But they're strong in a lot of areas, you know, and they've hit a bump. But they're, you know, when you hit bumps, you're usually things get a little bit ornery around. And I'm sure that they'll be ornery here. So we're going to have to put our best out there. They are strong in the middle of the ice. They got some guys with size. Thornton's a handful, you know. Pavelski's, you know, their leading scorer, and he's their third line center. So they got some guys, and, you know, they've got some guys throughout their lineup. We haven't seen them in forever, it seems. So I'm just watching tape and trying to get a better handle on them. Hey, guys, have a good day.